We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS, Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by D.A. Davidson, Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, Postal Annex Plus, Dr. Greg Fink and Dr. Eugene Martin, Banner Bank, Dale Graves, with the Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, Total Comfort Solutions, Community Bank, McDonald's Zarian Insurance, Walla Walla Transmission, the Emlenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, Burn Street RV, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Crop Production Services, Baker Boyer Bank, Animal Clinic East, Abagin Motors, Connor's Mr. Carpet, Gisa Credit Union, Valley Vision Clinic, Doyle Electric, Concrete Industries, and Super One Foods. And now here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live back in Ellensburg at Rotary Field. The clouds are increasing a bit and getting a bit dark to some of them, but the breeze is still very light. The temperature is mild. It's been a beautiful day here in Ellensburg, and the Irish boys sprint out of the third base dugout to start their warm-ups as they get ready to defend their state title and go after their 18th state 2B baseball championship. Their opponent today will be the Adna Pirates, who some might say are just happy to be here. How could you not be happy to be here playing on the final day of the 2012-2013 sports season? The Irish will take on the Adna Pirates, and we'll be back talking about how these two teams got to this point and look at the bracket when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
A healthy cat can live a long time. Thanks to modern veterinary medical care, cats can live to be 15, even 20 years old. After cats reach 8 years of age, however, they are more susceptible to diseases associated with aging. Have your older cats examined at least once a year by your veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Rotary Field. The Irish taking their warm-ups under the watchful eyes of the coaching staff. And Mike Pulsewaite hitting the ground balls and the fly balls. He hit one out to right field just a moment ago over the 310 mark of the green wall. Adna Pirates in the gray uniforms with royal blue trim. Adna across the front, gray hat with the blue bills, watching the defending state champions, the DeSales, warm up. And it's always a treat to watch the Irish warm up. They're so efficient in their warm-ups. With the 21-2 record, or 22-2, excuse me, Adna is 14-9. They were 7-7 in the Central Conference over on the west side of the state. They were actually third in their league, lost in the district tournament to Mossy Rock, went to the Region 4 tournament, and won that up in Anacortes. To get to this point, they beat Concrete 5-3 and LeConnor 12-4 to set up a rematch yesterday with Mossy Rock, a team that had beaten them three times in the regular season, 10-run them in a league doubleheader, beat them 7-6 in their district tournament, but then ADNA kept hanging around and beat Mossy Rock 8-7 in eight innings. Mossy Rock featured a pitcher named John Pomeroy, who reportedly is on scholarship at Oregon State University, threw a fastball into the high 80s, low 90s, but he had a tough day against ADNA. He had wild pitches, the wild pickoff attempts at both first and third that led to runs. They pulled him in the second inning. He had an error in the outfield. They brought him in extra innings to try to shut down ADNA's final rally, and he ended up giving up the game-winning hit to Marcus Hampton, just a sophomore for ADNA. ADNA was very pesky and competitive throughout that ball game. They got out, wriggled off a couple of bases-loaded jams against Mossy Rock, hung around, and their fourth time was the charm for ADNA as they beat Mossy Rock 8-7. It was kind of a ragged, ugly game as far as errors and fundamental play goes, but as far as competitive high school athletics, it was an exciting game to watch. The Sales game that afternoon was rained out, and they played this morning, of course, a game I hope you were able to listen to. The Irish beat Libertyville 13-0, 10-run them in 4.5 innings. So here these two teams are in the state championship. They've met once before on this stage back in 2008. This was before the 10-run rule was in effect for championship games. The Sales beat ADNA in 2008, 29-7. So the Irish definitely have the pedigree. ADNA may be just happy to be here. That's the only time ADNA has ever been in the final two in a championship game. They go back and forth between the A ranks and the 2B ranks enrollment-wise, but they're here, and they've got nothing to lose at 14-9 against the 22-2 DeSales Irish. We'll be back with a look at the lineups and other Spring Fest results when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSF.
Hi, I'm Scott Abagin. In business over 28 years, Abagin Toyota still stands as the premier number one new and used car dealership in the Valley. We sell top quality used vehicles, Toyota certified used vehicles, and the full line of Toyota cars and trucks. Our service department features ASC certified and Toyota trained technicians. Plus, we service all makes and models. Check out our prices, comparable or better than auto shops throughout the area. Don't sell yourself short. You deserve the best. See Abagin Toyota for all your automotive needs.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast. It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
At Community Bank, we know that figuring out card rewards programs can be difficult. Your rewards take too long to add up to anything useful, or there are a lot of hoops to jump through to redeem them. That's why we created Community Bank Cashback Rewards exclusively for our Green and Platinum checking customers with debit cards. It's a simple and automatic program without the hoops. For more information, ask at your local branch. Community Bank, member FDIC.
We're big on you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Rotary Field, and the Irish have completed their warm-ups, and they'll put fresh faces out, freshly white-painted faces, for this championship game, and the grounds crews had a busy weekend due to the weather. We'll get put some final touches on the field. We'll have the announcement of the starting lineup. I mentioned before I broke away, this is Spring Fest weekend. Normally, this would be the last day of high school athletics in the state of Washington, but due to weather, the state 2B softball tournament will actually conclude tomorrow. A full slate of games yesterday was wiped out, so the Lady Irish have started their state tournament a day late. They were victorious in their first game, 8-3, over Napavine, and will play tonight in the quarterfinals at 7 p.m. against Northwest Christian. Unfortunately, every year that we've been in the Yakima, Ellensburg area doing baseball, we've always done our best to hustle over to Gateway Sports Complex and cover some of the softball games whenever possible. But due to programming commitments and commitments on my part and different things, it's just not logistically going to work out this year. So we apologize to our softball faithful that will not be able to bring any live broadcast coverage of Lady Irish softball this year, but we certainly wish them the best of luck there in the quarterfinals this evening. The track meet is going up on up in Cheney, and I shared some results in the morning broadcast. To repeat those, Allison Wujek has finished fourth in the 100 hurdles. She finished fourth in the high jump. Bridget Lyons is competing in the finals in the 300 hurdles. The 4x100 relay for the girls did not qualify for the finals. On the boys' side, Andrew Elmenhurst is competing in the javelin. No results from that yet. The 4x100 relay for the Irish boys did not qualify, but the 4x400 relay is in the finals. That's Isaiah Shield, Braden Kimball, Luke Fazari, and Andrew Elmenhurst. So Irish tracksters on the girls' side, Bridget Lyons and Allison Wujek. On the boys' side, Andrew Elmenhurst in the javelin and the 4x400 relay, along with Isaiah Shield, Braden Kimball, and Luke Fazari in that 4x400 relay team competing on the final day of track and Spring Fest. And, of course, the week got started off very nicely with the Irish girls and boys golf programs. Congratulations to Ryan Bumgart defending his individual state championship with a nice win at Oakwood Country Club. I think it was Oakwood over on the west side of the state on Monday. And more importantly, the team. The DeSales boys team won the state championship. Jared Conan finished third overall. Bryce Scott and Scott Kimball also made the cut and helped the Irish boys to the state 2B boys baseball championship. Congratulations to their head coach, Lon Olson, and Emily Baumgart. The Sales Lady Irish freshman finished second individually at state. So the golf team got the week off to a good start. The DeSales boys trying to put the finishing touch on their season and adding to the opponent as the Irish go for their 18th state championship at the 2B level. And, of course, the girls, as I mentioned, in the quarterfinals tonight in Yakima, they'll play their final day of their season and their quest for a state championship. Pending a win tonight at 7 o'clock, will continue tomorrow. We're going to take one more break, come back with the starting lineups in the first pitch. DeSales versus Adna for the state 2B Boys Baseball Championship. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Proprock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and both head coaches, veteran DeSales coach Kim Cox, trying to get his guys an 18th state championship trophy in the mix. UB article earlier this week, the headline was How You Keep It From Being Ho-Hum, and certainly not at the same success level as Kim in my teaching and coaching career, but we've been together for many of these experiences, and it's a lot of work, but the reward is seeing the enjoyment of the families and the players, and that's always a new group of people. And that's what makes every one of these so special and so fun, and it should be a very fun day here. The upset-minded and the Pirates against the DeSales Irish. Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineup. For DeSales, who's the home team?
Yeah.
Adna will be the home team, so I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do Adna's defense and DeSales batting order. Joe Deem will lead off. 255 hitter, one of six seniors in the batting order. Travis Hain, another senior, will bat second, 419 hitter. Travis having a good postseason at 4-for-9, going back to regionals and now state semifinal, and now the championship game coming up. Adam Eskel, a junior, 508 hitter, his big hit in this postseason, that RBI double in the 1-0 win over Colfax. Tim Cottle, another senior back fourth, 479 hitter. He was 2-for-3 earlier today in the semifinal with an RBI. Cam Richmond, sophomore, will bat fifth, 305 hitter. Cameron has been stellar on the mound but is still looking for his first hit in the postseason. Darrell Galloway, a 368 hitter, will bat sixth. He has been the RBI man in the postseason in two regional games and now the semifinals. He has collected six RBIs. He's 5-for-6 with a double and a triple to his credit. Logan Hoft, a senior, will bat seventh. Logan, a big bases-loaded triple to get the scoring started in that win over Liberty Bell in the semifinals this morning. 0-0. He hits the bases-loaded triple, and the floodgates open, and the Irish ended up 10 running. Liberty Bell, 13-0. Riley Roach will bat eighth. Riley, a 500 hitter on the season, another one of those Irish seniors. And batting number nine, Kyler Pomeraning, also a senior. Defensively for Adna, as announced by their head coach, Brian Zerflew. Cooper Zerflew, a senior, will play shortstop. I guess I should go in order when I do the defense. That helps me. The first baseman will back up. The first baseman, Brendan Webster, he's a senior. At second base will be Mike Smith, a senior. At shortstop will be Cooper Zerflew, a senior. At third base will be Marcus Hampton, a sophomore. So three seniors and a sophomore on the infield for Adna. In left field will be Austin McCloskey, a senior. In center field will be Cole Young, a junior, and in right field will be Tyson Gray, a freshman. Behind the plate will be Jack Herring, a sophomore, and the pitcher will be Lane Wasson, a senior. Wasson did not pitch yesterday. So several seniors for Adna, five seniors, two juniors, one junior, five seniors, one junior, two sophomore, and a freshman defensively for their team. So two relatively experienced clubs. We'll take a break and come back for the first pitch of the state championship game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious.
And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and the national anthem has been played. Joe Dean is on the on-deck circle directly to my right. As we are at a kind of a cafeteria-style table just behind a concrete retaining wall separating the warning track from the left field foul line. The grass, very lush and green here at Rotary Park. Much improved from last year, the first time that the championships were held in Ellensburg. Previously been held in Yakima. They moved them here to Ellensburg. And last year the grass was real thin, in the infield especially, but it's definitely thickened up here. They've done a nice job updating the park. Nice dark green trim around all the fences, with the yellow warning markers around the top, 310 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line, 380 to left center, 385 to right center, and then there's no true distance given to dead center, but it looks like, because I could have walked out there between games, from the 385 right power alley to the 380 center field power alley, it goes straight across. So I think I did a little quick math to see. You divide that in half, it's 382.5 feet to straightaway center field. And Irish hit a couple long ones to that center field fence in the semifinals. Logan Hoff, a base clearing triple, and Connor Richard, a two-run double. The Adna Pirates, kind of a Cinderella story, as I mentioned. I don't think I used the word Cinderella on it, but at 14-9, third place in their league, but they went up to the Anacortes Regional, won the regional, and upset Mossy Rock in the semifinals in eight innings, and here they are. First pitch from Wasson is high for ball one to Joe Dean. Wasson, a senior right-hander. Next pitch, a little break to it, is over for a strike. Count even in a ball and a strike on Joe Dean. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Wasson. Another curveball lifted into left field. Left fielder on the run. That's going to get over his head. Yeah, I had to lean out to get a view of it. Joe's going to scoot in for a double. The third base dugout is to my left, and I can't quite see right down the left field line, but on the run, the left fielder turned his back and I watched the Irish coaches pump their fists. So Joe lifts a leadoff double down the left field line, and just like that, the Irish putting the pressure on Adna here in the top of the first inning. And the catcher, Jack Herring, steps out in front of home plate to signal the defensive rotation, expecting a possible bunt from Travis Hain. Travis bunted for a base hit in the Liberty Bell win. Hain, a 419 hitter, 1-for-3 in the semifinal. He squared to bunt, then pulled the bat back. Pitched low in the dirt for ball one. Dean not running. Joe, very good base stealer on the season, was caught stealing in the Liberty Bell game in the first inning. He's got down there at second base in scoring position with the leadoff double. There he'll bunt it this time. This time it's foul. Nice pitch by Watson, low and in. Tough for Hain to get the barrel of the bat on the ball. Count even now to ball and a strike. So Coach Cox trying to move the runner over early, flashing through those semaphores down the third base coaching box. Joe Dean signals that he got the message. Watson in the stretch. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Hain, low for a ball. Seems like a lot of off-speed stuff, low in the strike zone early from Watson. We're sitting slightly up the third baseline, about halfway between home plate and the pitcher's mound. Next pitch, low and in. 3-1 now on Hain. Watson keeping the ball very low in the strike zone. So what I'm saying is I'm not behind home plate, so it's hard to tell the actual break on the ball, but you can still kind of tell when it's bending. 3-1 pitch, up and in for ball four to Travis Hain. So the Irish are in business right away in this state championship game. Lead off double by Joe Dean and now a walk to Travis Hain. That'll bring up Adam Eskel. Don't want to forget that it was his RBI double in the regional championship last Saturday. The only run in the win over Colfax, 1-0, that got the Irish to this point in Ellensburg. And he'll turn to Bunny, gets it in the air, but past the pitcher. He'll turn and throw to first, and they get Eskel. But the job is done. The runners move up. Adam bunted that in that little crease between the third baseman and the pitcher. It was up in the air, which is a bit dangerous. But the pitcher charging the ball, Watson couldn't catch it, but barehanded it, and Eskel is out on the sacrifice. But on the play, Hain goes to second, Dean goes to third, and that'll bring up Tim Cottle, the cleanup hitter for the Irish. Senior, 479 hitter, going to the Naval Academy. After one more week of high school, going to be at Annapolis. Great kid. Try to pick up a couple runs here. Fouls that one straight back on a breaking ball. Tim behind the count, no balls and two strikes. Back to Sales has two seniors going to military service academies. Tim, of course, going to Annapolis, the Naval Academy, as I just mentioned, and Luke Fazari will be going to West Point. That's pretty awesome for a little school like ours. Next pitch is high to Tim Cottle for ball one. One ball, one strike, one out across the top of the scoreboard. Runners at second, third. First ball hit hard to the left side. That's a solid base hit. Hain will check the run, the ball, and stop at third base. Tim Cottle rips it hard through the left side for an RBI single. His third hit of the day, first hit in this championship game. So Joe Dean, the leadoff double, moves to third on the sacrifice bunt by Adam Eskel, scores on the Tim Cottle single. So now Haynes over at third base, and the Irish up 1-0. Cameron Richmond, who will start on the mound? There's the old third to first look. This was the major leagues. That would be a balk. Can't do that in the majors anymore. The Irish don't bite on the move. There's a little chopper right back to the mound. Watson to second for one, throws the first for two, double play, and that'll end the inning. So Cameron Richmond hits into the 1-6-3 double play. The Irish get one run on two hits. They leave one runner. Good defense for Adna. We're going to keep it here and set the Irish defense and the Adna batting order. So let's get that double play recorded. So Richmond hits into the 1-6-3 6-3 double play. And had a little visit, Dick Cameron, with the Irish coaching staff as he came off the field. Maybe missed a sign there, not sure. Well, let's take a look at the ADNA batting order. Cooper Zerflew will lead off, one of five seniors in the batting order. Blaine Wasson, the starting pitcher, will bat second. Brendan Webster, a senior, will bat third. Austin McCloskey, also a senior, bats fourth. So Coach Zerflew, that's Brian Zerflew, the coach, will send seniors up in his first four spots. Marcus Hampton, a sophomore, will bat fifth. And Marcus Hampton was the hero of the eight-inning win against Mossy Rock. He came in to face John Pomeroy, a senior flamethrower, so to speak, who had had a tough day and promptly lined a base hit into right center field with a runner at second base. And the fourth time was the charm for ADNA as they upset Mossy Rock in their fourth try at beating them. The most important one of the season, getting to this championship game. Mike Smith, a senior, will bat seventh. Jared Olson, a junior, will be their DH. Tyson Gray, a freshman, and Cole Young, a junior, will bat ninth. And there's a first pitch swing by Zerflew in the hole at shortstop. Hayne gloves in the hole, throws across, and they just do nip Zerflew. Bang, bang, play. He's kind of jam shot off the handle, but it was right between the third baseman Logan Hoff and Travis Hayne, the shortstop. Hayne was able to glove it, fired it across the diamond. Great stretch by Tim Cottle. Now bring up Wasson, the pitcher, and he takes strike one. Cameron Richmond works very fast. He is 11-0 on the season, including the win in the regional championship last week, a 1-0 shutout, and pitched three innings against Liberty Bell, which allows him to pitch today. There's a swing and a miss on a third strike. It's in the dirt. Dean picks it up and throws out Lawson down at first base. So Cameron Richmond working very quickly. I haven't had a chance to set the defense. It's the same as it has been all season. Cottle at first, Eskel at second, Hayne at short, Hoff to third. Pomerang in the left field, Roach in center, and Galloway in right. There's a little chopper down third base when that's Hoff. He'll toss across, and quickly out of the first inning, 1-2-3 is Cameron Richmond. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Pirates. The Sails leads 1-0 at the end of the first inning of this state championship game. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
It's spring, and that means spring cleaning for your home and your comfort. With a Lennox Home Comfort System from Total Comfort Solutions, you can sweep away inconsistent temperatures and wasted energy. And right now, receive up to $1,700 in rebates and federal tax credits on the purchase of a qualifying Lennox Home Comfort System. Call Total Comfort Solutions today, 525-4868, or visit them on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com and start enjoying a more comfortable home every day of the year.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Between innings, a chance to look over at the crowd. We've got a good showing of fans in the sunny bleachers here in Ellensburg. In fact, because a few Lady Irish softball players here, maybe we'll get a chance to visit with one of them at some point. And leading off, Darryl Galloway, it's a high fly to center field. The center fielder drifting back. That's going to carry over his head. Flips and falls on the warning track. Galloway rounding second, doesn't even slow down. He's in with a triple. So the Irish lead off the game with a Joe Dean double, and Darryl Galloway takes that cue in the second inning and one-ups it. That ball just kept carrying to center field. The center fielder for ADNA, Cole Young, was drifting back. Looked like he felt like he had a beat on it. And then he started running a little faster. Next thing you know, it was over his head on the warning track. So Darrell Galloway, a leadoff triple, and that'll bring up Logan Hoff. Logan takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Dead center field is then the garden spot for the Irish hitters. That's the third ball they've hit to the warning track in center field today. Hoff, the player at the plate, had a two-run triple to get things started offensively in the semifinals against Liberty Bell. Takes the next pitch for strike, or ball one, excuse me. Next pitch hit right the third base. It checks Galloway, throws over. And, yeah, nice job there by Marcus Hampton, sophomore for ADNA. Checked Galloway and then made a threw a strike over to first base. So Riley Roach will try to pick up Darrell Galloway from third with one out now. Riley one for two with an RBI on a sacrifice fly and an RBI single as well. There's a pitch, gets under the catcher's glove all the way to the backstop, and Galloway will score easily. So Darrell uses power with the bat and speed to finish it off. Leadoff triple, scores on the pass ball. That pass ball wild pitch call is always a tough one. It looked like the catcher, if he'd have got his glove all the way to the dirt, would have been able to stop that one. So the Irish are up 2-0. Riley Roach. One ball, no strikes. Nobody on base, so Wasson now can work out of the windup. Next pitch over for strike one to Riley Roach. On deck is Kyler Pomerani. 2-0 to Sales. Here in the second inning, Riley, curveball, fouls it out of play on the right side. Just across the way, and another auxiliary field here at Rotary Park. Mossy Rock and Liberty Bell are playing in the consolation game. Roach hits it right back at Wasson. He gloves it and throws over to first for the second out of the inning. Riley hit it hard, but right back at Wasson, the pitcher who fielded his position nicely. So two outs. And I'll bring up Kyler Pomerani. Kyler's still looking for his first postseason hit. He's a .416 hitter on the season. Just hasn't found his way on base here in the postseason via the hit. He's reached base on a couple base on balls and hit by pitches. Breaking ball stays inside, and the ADNA assistant coach really wanted that pitch. He's a little frustrated with the man in blue right now. He's signaling in the pitches to his catcher. Next pitch off the end of the bat right to the first baseman who will take it to the bag himself. So the leadoff triple by Darrell Galloway scores on the pass ball. After that, Wasson able to retire the Irish in order, but DeSales gets one more run. One run on one hit. There were no ADNA errors and nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second. DeSales up 2-0. 100.7 FM KHSS.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're quickly into the start of the second inning. Austin McCloskey, senior left fielder, has already swung and missed at the first pitch from Cameron Richard. Next pitch right at the knees, but a little low for ball one. McCloskey made a great catch in that semifinal yesterday from left field. A high pop fly right down the left field line, slicing away from him, left-handed batter. And the bases were loaded at the time, if I recall. He ran a long ways and made the catch. takes strike two from Richmond. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss in the dirt, and they say, umpire says, nope. You know, catcher got it clean. That's Joe Dean. And so Cameron Richmond strikes out McCloskey. Cameron's second strikeout of the ball game. And now Marcus Hampton, the hero of the semifinal, the game-winning hit yesterday against Montserrat. Takes the first pitch low for ball one. A little tighter strike zone, it seems like, this umpire behind on plate. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Hampton. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Cameron is a tournament scheduler's dream. He works extremely quick behind the plate. I think the regional championship game last week lasted about an hour and 20 minutes. Next pitch up and away to Hampton. 2-1 count. Next pitch just off the plate outside. Not sure what Hampton was doing. He was kind of going to the dugout. He's ahead in the count, 3-1. I think he probably thought a couple of those pitches were strikes. Swing and a miss. Now you can tell he's wondering, gosh, what's the count here? It's 3-2. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And jammed foul off the screen above the first base dugout. That's what Cameron Richmond does. If I was a coach and a hitter opposing him, you need to call timeout. You need to step out of the box. Something to break his rhythm. Swing and a miss after the fouled off pitch. So Cameron, much like the semifinal game, I don't want to jinx him, but Cameron threw nothing but strikes and struck out a couple batters in the second inning. All of a sudden lost his control a little bit, but he is working quick here in the second. First pitch swinging is Mike Smith, another Adna senior, fouls it out of play on the right side. Smith, he does step out of the box and ask for time, and the umpire will grant it. Cameron, slow Cameron down a little bit. Breaking ball stays inside to Smith. Count even in a ball on the strike. Cameron throws several pitches for strikes. That time it looked like Smith wanted timeout. Didn't get it that time from the umpire. Pitches low for ball two. But anyway, Cameron makes you pay attention. There's no break in between pitches. Not like the major leagues where it seems like half an inning could go by between pitches. Time-wise, that is. And now Smith calls timeout and is granted time. Ahead of Richmond in the count, 3-1. So after two quick outs, Smith, the senior, has worked it to a 3-1 count. Next pitch is up. So a walk, a two-out walk to Mike Smith. And Jared Olson, the designated hitter, will stand in. Olson steps in from the left side. Irish up 2-0. Takes the first pitch for strike one. Adna still looking for their first hit. The Sales outfield playing the left-hander pretty much straight away. There's a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Olson quickly behind the count, no ball, two strikes. Looks down a little surprised at his head coach, Brian Zerflew. Now takes another pitch. That's a ball. One ball, two strikes. Cameron checks the runner working out the stretch. And there's a call. Third strike right at the knees on the outside corner. Cameron hitting his spots. No runs. No hits. No errors. One runner left. After two complete, the Sales up 2-0 in this state championship contest. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, Cameron Richmond is rolling along, up 2-0. Strikes off the side in the last half of the inning. He has four for the game now. Joe Dean will lead off the top of the third. Joe got things off to a great start in this one with a leadoff double to start the game and scored on a Tim Cottle single. Takes the first pitch over for strike one from Wasson. Next pitch, hit hard to left field again. The left fielder comes in, he's got a beat on this one. McCloskey makes the catch. So Joe pulling the ball hard twice. That one didn't quite get over McCloskey's head down the line. That was more into straightaway left field. So Wasson has settled down a bit, gave up the one run in the first inning, the leadoff triple to Darryl Galloway, but has now retired four batters in a row. Galloway did score on a pass ball. First pitch over for strike one to Haynes. Pitcher's best friend. First pitch strike. Well, he has a few best friends. Double play's a pretty good friend. That breaking ball stays inside for ball one. Wasson in the wind. Here's the 1-1 pitch right on the inside corner. Wasson really working the inside half of that plate to the DeSales hitters. Travis Haynes got to be a good two-strike hitter, and he is. 4-19 on the season. He's 4-for-9 in the postseason. Next pitch in the dirt, off the front of the plate and all the way to the backstop. Adam Eskel will hustle from his on-deck position and get it to the umpire. They get a fresh baseball to Wasson. Count even at 2-2 on Haynes. Irish up 2-0 against the Adna Pirates. Next pitch, that's also in the dirt in the screen, so Eskel getting a workout. The Adna ball boy hustling down there, but Travis beat him to it. So Lawson, after being ahead one ball, two strikes, has put his last two in the dirt. That curveball hangs a little bit, lifted into right field, running in and making the catch is Tyson Gray, freshman for Adna. Travis tried to keep his hand back on that curveball, hit a little looper into right field, but a nice jump on the ball by Gray. So quickly, two outs here in the third inning. And that'll bring up Adam Eskel. Eskel, sacrifice bunt to move runners over to second and third his first time up. And the Irish plan was successful as Tim Cottle followed that with an RBI single. Takes the first pitch high for ball one. Next pitch low and in the dirt. To Wasson's credit, he is really keeping the ball down for the most part in the strike zone. When he gets it up, the sales is hitting it hard. That pitch is up in the eyes of Eskel for ball three. Adam, the junior, will be back next year. And taking all the way, strike down the middle. Three balls, one strike. Wasson working quickly. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Curveball hit hard back up the middle. Nobody's going to get to that ground ball. Base hit in the center field. Good run at it by the shortstop, Cooper Zerflu, but a well-struck base hit right up the middle. So a two-out single for Adam Eskel. Well, DeSales has single runs in the first and second, trying for a two-out rally here in the third to keep that streak going. And Tim Cottle, who had an RBI single in the first inning, is having a nice day here in Ellensburg. He was 2-for-3 against Liberty Bell. And 1-for-1 so far in this ball game. He's 4-for-7 in the postseason. 479 hitter on the regular season. Eskel running, pitch swung at and missed. Ball goes off the catcher's glove all the way to the screen. I'll tell you what, the catcher's had some trouble. Jared Olson just had that one go through the webbing of his mitt. So Eskel will go ahead and give him the stolen base, I guess. Not sure how you score that. Roy Elia of the Union Bulletin, thinking that through. And next pitch, breaking ball stays inside, gets Tim Cottle right on the left cheek. That's the left hindquarter cheek, if any of you were worried he got hit in the head. So Tim Cottle, second time he's been hit by a pitch in the postseason. The senior finds his way to first base, so a two-out rally is definitely in the works right now. Eskel down in scoring position at second. Cottle at first. Cameron Richmond looking for his first postseason hit. Ball in the dirt. Knocked it down by the catcher, but now the runners will move up on the wild pitch. So Cottle's at second. Eskel's now 90 feet away at third. And Cameron Richmond looking for his first postseason hit. The sophomore 305 hitter the pitcher of record, up 2-0, facing his counterpart, Wasson. Takes the next pitch for strike one. 1-1, one strike on Cameron, two outs, two runners in scoring position, Irish up 2-0. Lots of twos in that description. We'll add another one. Cameron wears 24 on his back, pitching the dirt, smothered nicely by the catcher that time, Jack Herring. 2-1, one strike. First base is open. The dangerous Darryl Galloway is on deck. Darryl is 6-7 in the postseason. Cameron hits the ball hard to the left side, followed by the third baseman. Now Zerflew can't come up, and Richmond will reach base on the air. The third baseman, Marcus Hampton, got eight up. So the two-out base hit by Adam Eskel starts a rally. The Irish take advantage of the first Adna air and score a run, and now lead it 3-0. Now Darryl Galloway at the plate. Breaking ball stays inside for ball one. Darryl having an excellent postseason, a 368 hitter on the year. He is 6-7 in the postseason with two triples, a double, six RBI. Swing and a miss by Darryl on that pitch. Cottle in scoring position at second base. Cameron Richmond at first. On the two-out air. Now Darryl calls timeout, wants to clang the bat on the cleats. He's back in there. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Knocked down nicely by Herring. Catcher for Adna. Maybe working a little harder, but trying to add some focus is the sophomore as he let a couple balls get away from him that maybe he shouldn't have earlier in this inning and last inning as well. Galloway fouls this one out of play over the first base dugout. 23 pitches already this inning alone for Wasson. 48 for the game. Rod Fazari keeping the pitch count for me. Sun continues to bless. Oh, that hurt. That ball hit Darryl right in the tailbone, and you could hear it over here. Pitch stayed inside. Darryl just kind of turned his back on it, and it got him right on the tailbone. No right cheek or left cheek on that one. It got bone, and Darryl is shaking it off. They say don't rub it, but he is. And I would be too. That hurts. So the second hit batter of the inning, and that will bring Coach Zerflew out of the dugout to talk to his senior pitcher. And this all happening with two outs. Joe Dean flew out to left. Travis Hain, blooper, caught in right field, and then a base hit up the middle by Eskel. Kyle was hit by the pitch. Richmond reaches base on the air, and now Darryl Galloway is hit, and just like that, the bases are loaded. The Irish are up 3-0. Logan Hoft, who had a two-run triple in the semifinal this morning, is at the plate. That first pitch is low for ball one. So the Irish finding a way to keep pressure on the Adna Pirates. Wasson, with two outs and the bases loaded, working from the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He'll never foul up the third base side. Richmond at second and Galloway at first have excellent speed. Cottle, he's at third. He has decent speed as well. Here's the pitch, breaking ball over for a strike. 1-2 two strikes now on Hoft. Big moment here for Wasson, trying to keep this game close. Runners at all the bases, 1-2 two strikes on Hoft. Breaking ball again, and that stays inside for ball two. Just missed on the inside corner. Wasson wanted that one. He's behind the mound, shaking that one off. Now we'll step up and toe the slab. 2-2, two strikes, two outs. Pitch on the way with the bases loaded. Ball hit into left center field. McCloskey's got a beat on it. He'll make the catch. But the Irish get another run, a two-out rally. One run on one hit, two hit batters, and an error on Adna. We head to the bottom of the third inning. DeSales now leads it 3-0 in the state championship game on 100.7 FM KTSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Adna Pirates batting in the bottom of third have had just one base runner against Cameron Richmond, who works quick. Already two pitches into this inning. One ball, one strike to Tyson Gray, the freshman right fielder. Mike Smith got a walk to get on base last inning, but Cameron struck the other three batters he faced out. That one fouled at the plate by Tyson Gray. One ball, two strikes. He faces the number eight hitter in the lineup. The Irish have already batted through their lineup almost twice. That's a ball hit hard down the first baseline, but gloved nicely by Coughlin. He'll take it himself. That grass is so much thicker this year in the infield. Last year, that probably had been into right field for a hit. Tim Coughlin gloved it nicely. Rotary Field in Ellensburg. Second straight year they've hosted the state finals at the 2B and 1B level. The 1B championship game between Lake Quinault and Liberty Christian will follow this contest. Pitch to Cole Young, the number nine hitter in the Adna order, is low for ball one. Young is a junior. He's been kept busy in center field chasing down balls. Next pitch is low for ball two. Quickly, third pitch right at the knees for strike one. Two balls, one strike. Every once in a while you miss a pitch, you can kind of catch up. Not with Cameron Richmond. You better be on it. And a Young tried to call timeout. The umpire wouldn't give it to him as Cameron Richmond just gets it and goes. That pitch fouled back and the count even at two balls, two strikes. Foul balls, about the only thing that can slow Cameron down. They have to get him a new baseball. 2-2 pitch high for ball three. Count is full on Young. Adna trying to turn the lineup over, get some base runners, and make some things happen. They were able to get base runners on and rattle Mossy Rocket Tines in the semifinal, and that pitch is high for ball four. So Young's at first base for the second base runner for Adna, and they'll turn the lineup over. Cooper Zerfler, I assume the son of head coach Brian Zerflew, senior, stands in for the second time today. Breaking ball, hits it to Hayne at short. Over to Askel for one, to first for two, not in time, as Zerflew hustles down the line to beat the double play. But Hayne and Askel work the double, the exchange at second base to get the lead runner out. And Zerflew reaches base on the fielder's choice. Now bring up Lane Wasson, the pitcher, who struck out his first time up, takes the first pitch high. So Cameron, a little off with the control this inning. Checks Zerflew at first, next pitch high as well, 2-0. A lot of vocal instruction coming from the Irish coaching staff to my left, setting the defense and talking to Cameron. He throws over to first. Zerflew is back as a gust of wind crosses the field and some dust kicks up. But I tell you what, Ellensburg and wind go together, and today very little of it, a lot of sunshine as opposed to the rain and cold and wind of yesterday. Next pitch, also a ball to Wasson. So just like that, Cameron behind 3-0. Next pitch across the letters, taking all the way, strike one on Wasson. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Sails up 3-0. Adna trying to find a way to get something going here in the third inning. Jam shot right back to Richmond. He'll throw over to first base for the out, and that's the end of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. After three complete, the Sails up 3-0 in this state championship contest on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of the loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pet. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers assistance by phone for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live as we head to the fourth inning of this game scheduled for seven innings. The Sales boys had to use a two-out, nobody on rally to keep their string of ones up there on the scoreboard. One in the first, one in the second, one in the third. Try to get a crooked number here in the fourth and get some breathing room against Adna. It'll be the bottom of the Irish order that will try to do it. Riley Roach and Kyler Pomerani, the number 8 and 9 hitters, will start things off. Roach, ball one from Wasson. Next pitch, breaking ball over for a strike. Count evens at a ball and a strike on Riley. Riley hit the ball back for the pitcher his first time up. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball over for a strike as well. Steady diet of off-speed stuff from Wasson. He's had trouble getting the inside corner call from the home plate umpire. So number on the next pitch fouled up the third base side by Riley. I think Riley was looking curveball there again, and that ball came up there with a little more pace on it. One ball, two strikes on Roach. Riley. Two RBI in the semifinal win over Liberty Bell earlier today. Little chopper foul again down the left side. Coach Cox reached out with the left hand and thought better of it and let that one go. A veteran coach knows how much that stings. Riley Roach hits this one hard to the left side base hit. Kept the head down and got that one to fair territory. Riley Roach with a leadoff single between the third baseman and the shortstop, and that will bring up Kyler Pomerani. Kyler hit a little number off the end of the bat that spun down to the first baseman his first time up. So the Irish, in three of these four innings, have gotten their leadoff man on. And Kyler Pomerani looking for his first postseason hit. Senior. Standing him from the right side. Snap throw over. Roach back on his belly. Wipes the dust off. Wasson working from the stretch. Adna just trying to find a way to stay in this one with the defending state champions, the Sales. Pomerane turns the bunt up the third base side. It's a good one. Fielded by the third baseman. And he throws Pomerane out. But Kyler does a nice job with the sacrifice bunt. Nice job defensively by Marcus Hampton, charging the ball and throwing over to first base. So Roach is now over in scoring position at second base, and the Irish have turned the lineup. Joe Dean led off the game with a double down the left field line, flew out to left field his second time up, takes the first pitch for a ball inside. Pitch count getting up there for Wasson. He's at 64 pitches here in the fourth inning. Big lead out there for Roach. Dean squares to bunt, little drag bunt look, foul. Over by the third base dugout. Travis Hain picks it up. Count even at a ball and a strike on Joe Dean. Joe, statistically, just a 255 hitter, but a senior does a great job getting the bat on the ball and making things happen from that leadoff spot. He led off this game with the double and scored in the first inning. Turns the bunt again, jammed, and fouls it straight back. So Joe can't get the bunt down. Now likely with two strikes that he'll be swinging away. One ball, two strikes on Joe Dean, one out. Riley Roach in scoring position down at second base here in the fourth inning. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Joe will take off down to first base. Catcher throws him out. So Joe gets caught fishing there for the second out of the inning. And it'll be up to Travis Hayne to do what the Irish were able to do last inning, score with two outs. Travis trying to get a little two-out magic here with Riley Roach on at second base with that leadoff single. Hayne is 0 for 1 in the ballgame. And Wofford turns towards second base. Nobody there, so he just lobs the ball to Zerflew, the shortstop, who was probably about six steps from second base. No harm there. He didn't throw it out center field. Here's the pitch into Hayne. Breaking ball, strike across the letters on the inside of part of the plate. Travis walked in the first inning, flew out on a little blooper to right field his last time up. Looking to pick up an RBI here. That's a strike right at the knees on a breaking ball. Lawson, I say a breaking ball, it just means I can see the line of flight change as it gets close to home plate. Not sure if they're curveballs or sliders. But Hayne behind it, no balls and two strikes. Travis will do, he typically does a great job getting the bat on the ball. He hits this one softly to the right side. Second baseman's going to glove it. Underhand toss just does beat a hustling Travis Hayne. So the Irish, for the first time, put a zero up on their half of the scoreboard. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning in sun-drenched Ellensburg. The Sails up 3-0 in this state championship contest on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Scott Abagin. In business over 28 years, Abagin Toyota still stands as the premier number one new and used car dealership in the Valley. We sell top quality used vehicles, Toyota certified used vehicles, and the full line of Toyota cars and trucks. Our service department features ASC certified and Toyota trained technicians. Plus, we service all makes and models. Check out our prices, comparable or better than auto shops throughout the area. Don't sell yourself short. You deserve the best. See a badge on Twitter for all your automotive needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Cameron Richmond will throw the first pitch of the fourth inning, and it's fouled straight back by Brennan Webster. Webster, a senior, grounded out to third base his first time up. He had a couple nice hits in the upset win over Mossy Rock yesterday. High pop fly in the infield. Esco camps under it and makes the play. Cameron Richmond continues to motor along very efficiently. He's had some hiccups with the control. He has four strikeouts, and he's walked a couple. One of his strikeout victims now is Austin McCluskey at the plate. Takes the first pitch low and in. Wind now blowing in. Now it's just shifted to the right field line. It's getting a little breezier. But the sun is shining, and it feels good. Next pitch over for a strike to McCloskey. One ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Strike down the middle for strike two to McCloskey. Adden has not got a hit yet. They've had two base runners via the walk. And a swing and a miss. But every once in a while, Cameron goes sidewinder, and he did there, and handcuffed McCloskey. Cameron gets his fifth strike out of the ballgame. That'll bring up Marcus Hampton, strikeout victim his first time up. Marcus Hampton, his memorable moment so far in Ellensburg, game-winning hit in the eighth inning against Mossy Rock to get to this championship game. First pitch, ball one to Hampton. Hampton just a sophomore. Next pitch, fly ball to the left field. Palmer ain't even going to have to play it on one hop. Interesting play there. Haynes started to run back, then he put the brakes on. And that got my eyes to Pomeraning, who was kind of coming in much slower, and the ball drops for a base hit. So a little bit of a bloop single, we'll call it, but it's the first hit for Adnan. With two outs, they have a base runner. And Mike Smith, who walked his first time, swings and a miss here. Adnan has not had a runner advance past first base in this ballgame. That ball's hit hard to right field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Galloway in quickly comes up, pumps, makes the throw, and holding at second base is Hampton. Great job by Darryl Galloway. That ball looked like it might have some trouble with it. It was hit hard through the right side on the ground, but slicing towards the line. But Darryl Galloway got on it in a hurry. So a single for Smith. So back-to-back base hits with two outs for Adnan. And they have their first potential rally here with a runner in scoring position at second base. First pitch swing, pop up in the infield, and that's going to end the rally right there as Jared Olson, first pitch, pops up to Travis Hain. So no runs, the first two hits of the game for Adnan. Two runners left on base after four innings. The Sales up 3-0 in this state championship game, sponsored by the WIAA and the Dairy Farmers of Washington, and you're listening to it on KHSS 100.7 FM, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and one pitch and one out as Adam Eskel pops it up to the first baseman. Visiting with Rob Pizzari between innings, and Lane Watson, the senior's been efficient. He really wants to work that inside part of the plate, a lot of breaking balls. He's hit a couple batters, but he's hanging in here with a very good DeSales team. And the Irish have kind of been hot and cold offensively in the postseason. Two 10-run wins and a 1-0 win. This game kind of in the middle. They've had one run in each of the first three innings, a zero in the fourth inning. They lead it 3-0. First pitch to Tim Cottle is a ball low. Tim is 1-for-1, an RBI single in the first inning, hit by a pitch and stranded at third in the third inning. Hits that ball hard towards the second baseman. The leaper makes a nice, proud, pleasing catch. Mike Smith, the Adnan Pirate, timed his jump nicely. Tim hit it right on the nose, but he's out number two. So a quick inning for Watson pitch-wise so far. He's thrown just three pitches. Cameron Richmond now with two outs is at the plate. First pitch fouled. The Sales up, very aggressive at the plate. Their first pitch swinging. Anything in the strike zone. Cameron 0-for-2, reached base on an error that kept that inning alive in the third, allowed the Irish to score a run with two outs. That ball hit high into center field. Center fielder's got a bead on that one. Cole Young makes the catch. So a quick inning for the Pirates. They're hanging around. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Irish. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Adnan down 3-0. It's the Sales Irish looking to repeat as state champions. You're listening to it on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Community Bank, we know that figuring out card rewards programs can be difficult. The rewards take too long to add up to anything useful, or there are a lot of hoops to jump through to redeem them. That's why we created Community Bank Cashback Rewards exclusively for our Green and Platinum checking customers with debit cards. It's a simple and automatic program without the hoops. For more information, ask at your local branch. Community Bank, member FDIC.
We're big on you.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Rotary Field in Ellensburg. Sunny, partially cloudy, a little breezy, a little everything in Ellensburg, but it's dry and suitably warm. Big difference from yesterday. Cameron Richmond starts Tyson Gray off with strike one. The freshman grounded out to Cottle at first base. Tyson Gray asked for time, but he was standing in the batter's box. Cameron Richmond pitched the ball. Now, Coach Zerfle wants to know what's going on there. The freshman had his both feet in the batter's box. He was looking down at third base. And Cameron pitched it. And Tyson said, oh, so quickly two strikes. Next pitch, just off the corner inside, one ball, two strikes. Cameron has five strikeouts unofficially. Next pitch off the plate outside. So now he asks for time again, and it's granted time, and now Cameron's ready. So never up the third base side, glove by Hoff, toss across, is there in plenty of time. And the first out is recorded. Cole Young, center fielder, will step in now. He walked but was erased on a fielder's choice his last time up. Ball one to Young. Cameron's already got it and ready to go. Young asked for time, but he's not getting it. That, a lot of the having the hitters, they get in that batter's box and they're putting that back hand up. The umpire does not have to honor that. And Cameron gets in that windup and they quickly got to get their grip going. And Young fouled that one out of play on the right side. If you're one of those guys that likes to tap your bat on the plate and get yourself ready, you better change it up a little bit. Next pitch, strike two to Young. Now Young steps out, spits on the hands, and he's back in there. It's a sidewinder. Strike right down the middle. Speed baseball. Cameron likes to get the ball and throw it. And that's quickly two outs for Abney here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Irish boys came in with the pedigree, 22-2, defending state champions, 17 titles overall, including a shellacking of Abney back in 2008. I think it was 29-7 or something like that. They didn't have the 10-run rule in playoffs back then. Thank goodness they do now. Of course, that's not coming into play in this ballgame, at least yet. 1-1 to Zerflew. Zerflew jam, pops it up in the infield. Eskel's got it. Easy inning for Cameron Richmond. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning. The Irish getting closer and closer to that coveted state championship. They lead it 3-0. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Rotary Field. That happened quick. Usually we're barely back at the start of an inning. That might have just been a 30-second break. That's okay. Spring Fest weekend. Started off with the Irish golf team having a lot of success over in the Seattle area. Ryan Baumgart wins the individual title again in his senior year, defending his state championship. The team, the boys' team, wins the title. Jared Conan plays third. Bryce Scott and Scott Kimball, also members of that team. And now we're ready to go here in the sixth inning. Darryl Galloway takes strike one from Watson. Darryl's one for one, triple, scored on a pass ball in the second inning. Hit right in the tailbone his last time up. As Wasson has worked hard to keep the ball on the inside part of that plate, he has hit a couple batters, but a very game effort against the Irish after giving up runs in the first three innings. Wasson now has Galloway swinging wildly at a pitch in the dirt. Big hack at that one. One ball, two strikes on Galloway. Hits this one hard on the ground to the left side for a base hit. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits now for DeSales unofficially. Darryl's second one of the ballgame. Darryl has been the hitting, I don't know if star is the right word, but he's been very proficient with the bat here in the postseason. He's now 7 for 8 in 3 postseason games, now working into a fourth one. Darryl got a big lead, real big lead. He's got almost both feet past the grass cutout, daring Wasson to throw it over. And Wasson will. Darryl gets back, just does get back. Wasson wanted it. Darryl, big smile on his face, can get right back out there. Maybe half a step shorter this time. And he's back again. Wasson throws over again. Darryl's up quickly. Darryl likes the gamesmanship. He's getting after. He's trying to get in Wasson's head out there. He jumps out there again. Now jumps back. He's caught. He's in the pickle. They're chasing him back towards first. Darryl takes, reverses his field, heads back to left. He's still turning around, and he's out. So a little too much showboating there for Darryl. And he's told to keep his helmet on. He's going to get the warning for not having his helmet off. Now he puts it back on. So Darryl hopping around out there, and Wasson said, okay, when you hop, I'll throw it. So Darryl is in the pickle. 1, 3, 4, 6, 3. That's a guess. But Darryl's out. Entertaining, but out. Logan Hoff now with one ball on him. Credit Wasson, though, the senior, not getting rattled out there. Just Darryl was showboating a little bit, and he made him pay. We can chuckle about it with the Irish up 3-0. One ball, no strike to Hoff. This pitch is in the dirt. 2-0. Is it 3-0? It's 3-0. That's what I thought. The scoreboard is one pitch behind it. And now Wasson seems a little out. He's at 82 pitches, and, you know, I don't know how much he got involved in that hot box situation, but all of a sudden everything's in the dirt, and Coach Zerr flew out checking on his senior, who's giving him all he can here on the final day of his career. And yeah, he's got a low back problem. And Coach Zerflew is going to ask if he can. And Coach Zerflew has asked if he could throw a couple pitches to see if he's okay. And so Logan Hoff will step out of the way. Congratulations to the Lady Irish softball team. They won this morning. I think the score was 8-3. and they'll play Northwest Christian at 7 o'clock. They beat Napavine this morning, as I uncover my notes. Yeah, they beat Napavine 8-3. They'll play in the quarterfinals tonight at 7 o'clock. The first day of their tournament was rained out, so we will not be able to cover any softball on the radio. We have too many programming conflicts on Sunday, but good luck to the softball team. Track team continues to perform up in Cheney. Try to check my phone messages, see if I get any text messages, as they do make a pitching change, as Wasson's day is done with the sore back. With the pitching change, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the Irish will be up 3-0. Logan Hoft at the plate with one out in the top of the sixth inning on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers.
Mamma mia.
Bazzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, Brendan Wasson's day on the mound is over. Lane Wasson. He moves over to first base, and Brendan Webster, a fellow senior, will now take the mound. Webster's first pitch over to Hoft is a strike because he inherited a 3-0 count. Next pitch up and in for a ball, and he kind of shakes his head, looks over at Wasson, and he shrugs his shoulder. Abner has been frustrated with not getting that inside corner call all game long. So Logan Hoft works two pitchers to earn a walk. Now Riley Roach at the plate. Webster looks over to first, throws over to first. Hoft gets back easily. Riley Roach, 1-for-2 on the day. Had 2 RBI in the 13-0 semifinal win over Liberty Bell. Roach bunts into foul territory. It's up in the air, and the catcher can't come up with it. Riley Roach got a big-time break there. It popped straight up in the air. Should have been an easy play for Jack Herring. My view was blocked by the on-deck batter, so I wasn't sure what happened, but I saw the ball hit the dirt. So Riley breathes a sigh of relief. And has strike one on him. Hoft, pretty good lead over there at first base. Webster will throw over. And the Adna fans wanted the call, didn't get it. The Sales batters have definitely pushed the limits leading off. Daryl Galloway, a little more showy of a student athlete than Logan Hoft is, got caught dancing around out there. And now Hoft is running. Here's the throw down. And it beats him, but they can't hang on to the ball down there. So, number 5, that's the shortstop, Cooper Zerflew, got the ball in the webbing of the glove, couldn't quite squeeze it and put the tag on, but the throw definitely beat him. Not sure how you score that. stolen base for Roach. I guess you can't assume that he was going to get called out. The next pitch, line drive, right to Zerflew. He catches it, steps on second base. So he makes up for the mistake. An unassisted double play as Pop was caught off second base on the line drive. So no runs. One hit. No errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Cameron Richmond working on a two-hit shutout, leading 3-0. When we come back, 100.7 FM, KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and Watson swings at the ball on the left side, caught in the hole by Hain, and Hain makes the play deep, and the hole fires across the diamond and gets Watson by a hair. And first base coach getting some frustration there, thought he had beat it, but Hain just fields it in the hole and guns it across the diamond. That's the second time this game he's done that. And that'll bring up Brandon Webster, now the pitcher for Adna. He takes a ball. As right when we get back, Cameron's already pitching, and now Webster calls timeout, goes back and says something to the umpire. And Adna's players, someone just trying to find a way to slow Cameron down. There's a jam shot to shallow right field. Galloway with a great jump on the ball, catches it. That's one of those plays where Darryl made it look a lot easier than it was by getting a great jump on the ball. So quickly, two outs in the sixth inning. Cameron Richmond pitched the first three innings in the semifinal and left with Irish up on Libertyville 8-0, and now has come the distance here in the second game. There's another jam shot in the right field, and Galloway's going to catch this one easily as well. So a couple of weak fly balls, a quick 1-2-3 inning. I think Cameron only threw four pitches in that inning. Well, the last inning of the season on the way, unless Adna can score three or so runs. It's 3-0 as we head to the seventh inning. Irish up in the state championship broadcast on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
It's spring, and that means spring cleaning for your home and your comfort. With a Lennox Home Comfort System from Total Comfort Solutions, you can sweep away inconsistent temperatures and wasted energy. And right now, receive up to $1,700 in rebates and federal tax credits on the purchase of a qualifying Lennox Home Comfort System. Call Total Comfort Solutions today, 525-4868, or visit them on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com and start enjoying a more comfortable home every day of the year.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
One inning left in regulation in this state championship game. Cameron Richmond pitching a two-hit shutout. He was the winning pitcher in the state championship game last year against Asotin as a freshman. He has not given up a run in a postseason play. A 1-0 shutout win over Colfax in the regional championship game. Did not give up a run in three innings against Liberty Bell this morning in the semis, and now up 3-0 here. Cody Josephek is going to pinch hit to lead off the seventh inning. Cody, a senior, batting in Kyler Pomerantz's place. Cody was 1-for-1 in the Liberty Bell game. Takes a first pitch for strike one here in the top of the seventh inning. Next pitch in the dirt, knocked down by Herring. The assistant principal is Lynn Kuntz in the blue. She's in the blue blazer there. Sorry, the game management person asking where our principal is. I'm hoping that's as he's preparing for trophy presentation protocol. Hopefully it's not some kind of an other issue. I don't think it is. As I quit paying attention to the game, it's 2-1 on Josephek. Webster's pitch in is high, so 3-1 to Cody. I'm sure that's trophy presentation logistics. And they also do a sportsmanship award, and they usually have an administrator from the opposite schools choose those. Next pitch is low and in the dirt to Cody for 4. So Cody is on first base with a walk, and he'll go down there and step on the first base pillow. And now Kyler Pomeranian will come back in. Yeah. Joe Dean up the plate. We get a chuckle as the umpire turned and let our dugout know that 19 was re-entering. I think he meant to tell the other dugout. Joe Dean got this game start off very nicely with a leadoff double to start the game, scored a run in the first inning, the way this game started off, it looked like the Irish are just going to keep playing add-on, but they could never get more than one run in an inning, and after one in the first, one in the second, one in the third, the Irish have now gone 3 straight innings without a run. But they have a leadoff runner on base. It's now Kyler Pomeranian pitch running for Josephek, who drew the walk. Joe Dean at the plate. Joe is 1-for-3 with that leadoff double. Scored the first run of the ballgame. Pomeranian's going to run. Here's the throw through down to second base. Kyler beats it easily. Ball's into center field. Center fielder is way over in left center. And the left fielder's way down the left field line. Boy, they definitely have the center field, left field shift on for Joe Dean. I wasn't paying attention to that, but nobody at home in dead center field. So Kyler steals the base and then goes down to the third on the errant throw by the catcher. So Kyler's at third. Joe Dean, a chance to pick up an RBI here. 2-1. He fouls that pitch straight back. Sales trying to get a little insurance here in the top of the seventh, leading 3-0. Breaking ball's over for strike two. Count even at 2-2 on Joe Dean. Likely to get to the point of the broadcast in the season where we start talking about this. Likely the last high school at-bat for Joe Dean. One of 8 Irish seniors on the roster. Takes that pitch low, and he's worked it full. So Joe getting his money's worth in this last at-bat. Trying to finish his career as a state champion, back-to-back state baseball championships right here on this field. Next pitch lifted into right field. It's going to be caught. We'll see if they tag up Pomeranian, and they do. Here's the throw. It's cut off, then thrown home. Kyler beats it easily. He's safe. So Joe gets the sack fly in the RDI. Kyler Pomeranian uses his speed there. Steals second, goes to third on the throwing error, and the Irish manufacturer a run there. And with one out, Travis Hain will bat with the bases empty. Webster will work from the windup. Hain, another one of those seniors. First pitch swinging, fouls it out of play on the right side. Travis, a 4.19 hitter on the season. He's 0-for-2 today. Walked in the first inning. Flew out in the third and grounded out in the fourth, both to the right side. That ball hit back up the middle. Zerflu makes the play on one hop, tosses across, and beats Hain with the throw. So Travis is out 6-3 for the second out, and now Adam Eskel. He's a junior. He'll be back. Adam 1-for-2 today, a sacrifice bunt in the first inning, base hit and scored in the third. excuse me, popped up to the first base his last time up. Pitch up and in for ball one to Askel. On deck, Tim Cottle. 4-0 to Sales. Little never foul at the third base side. Coach Cox will knock it down. Give it to the third baseman for Adna. Hampton will get it to his pitcher. One ball, one strike, two outs. Nobody on, but a run in here in the seventh inning. Sales just pecked away at Adna and lead it 4-0. Cameron Richmond has been the constant on the mound, a two-hit shutout. Little never down the left field side again. Just foul this time. One ball, two strikes now. Nobody wants to make that last out. Fouled away again by Askel. Just got a text from Greg Cesari at Genie. The sun's on my screen, though. I can't really see what it says. Bridget Lyons takes fifth in the 300 hurdles, so congratulations to Bridget. That ball nubbed into the left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Nice at bat by Adam Askel. He just kept fouling pitches off until he found one he could handle. And Tim Cottle. Senior will step in. I mentioned earlier, Tim going to go to the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Congratulations to Tim on that appointment. He'll leave this summer. Been in my zero period PE class this year. And there's a pitch up high to Cottle for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Eskel, decent lead at first base. Irish up 4-0. Next pitch in the dirt, knocked down nicely by Herring. Herring has had a lot of work to do behind the plate. He's had some regrettable moments back there early, but he's done some nice fundamental things as well. Sophomore. He'll be back for Coach Zerflew. Adna, 7-7 in the league season. But got into the regional tournament, got hot at the right time. Beating Concrete and LeConnor, and then upset Mossy Rock yesterday, a team they'd lost to three times. Beat them 8-7 in eight innings. Trying to find a way to find some magic here in the bottom of the seventh, trailing 4-0 to the Irish. Cottle fouls that pitch away. Two balls, one strike on Tim Cottle. It's not like I spend a ton of time in Ellensburg, but this is easily the nicest weather day I've ever spent here. Especially compared to yesterday. The rain, the wind, the cold. Eskel will run on the pitch. Ball's hit the right center field. That's going to get down for extra bases. And Cottle's going to motor in with a double. Eskel's going to be waved home. So Tim Cottle, an RBI double. Line drive to right center on the hit and run. Eskel scores from first base. And Tim Cottle, a fan favorite, gets a much-deserved ovation there with the RBI double. As the Irish finally put a crooked number up there on that scoreboard, two runs in the seventh inning, they now lead 5-0. And Cameron Richmond, got to love that five spot up there now, as he is cruising with a two-hit shutout, gave up back-to-back singles with two outs in the fourth inning, the only hits he's given up, fouls the first pitch back. Cameron is still looking for his first hit of the postseason. But if your ace pitcher can throw shutout baseball, you don't care if he gets a hit. One strike as he fouls it back. But I'm sure Cameron would like to end the season with a base hit here. Cottle at second base. Cameron pops it up in the infield. And Smith is under it. And that'll do it for the inning. But the Irish get two runs on two hits. And are 3 outs away from their 18th state championship. Cameron Richmond will wait on the mound for his glove and try to put the finishing touches on this one when we come back. Irish up 5-0, 3 outs away from the state championship on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Cameron Richmond wants to get this over quickly and get to the celebrating. And he's already 3 pitches into this at-bat against Marcus Hampton, 2 balls, 1 strike. And that now evens the count up at 2-2. As I've mentioned a few times, Hampton, the game-winning hit to get into this championship game. 8th inning, run-scoring single against Mossy Rock. He's worked the count full to Richmond. Adding up on the fence in their dugout, trying to cheer the team on. 2-hopper over to Hain on the 3-2 pitch. Hain toss across. That's the easiest play Travis has made. He's got a couple of nice in-the-hole stops and long tosses across to nip runners as the Irish defense has backed up Richmond nicely. 1 out. Mike Smith at the plate. Mike has 1 of the 2 hits. In fact, he's been on base both times. Strike 1. There. He walked in the 2nd, base hit in the 4th. He's a senior, 1 of 5 seniors on the ADNA roster. The Sales has 8 seniors. But that doesn't seem to matter for the Irish. Last year they won the state championship with just 1 senior on the roster. Next pitch is low for 2 balls and 1 strike now on Smith. Next ball hit to the right side. Eskel's going to glove it, throw it over, and just like that, we're 1 out away from celebration time. The Sales up 5-0. Jared Olson, who's 0-for-2, is the last hope for ADNA. As the Irish players getting ready to charge the mound and have that traditional dog pile on the infield. They've had a lot of practice at it. 17 times they've been state champions at the 2V level. Next pitch, called strike on Olson. First pitch was a ball. Count even at a ball and a strike on the junior designated hitter. Left-handed hitter. Next pitch is up and away for ball 2. If I remember, against the Soton last year, when it got down to this point, Cameron was just so hyped up. He walked a couple guys, and Joe Dean had to come out and settle him down. Fouled straight back, and 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 outs. Sales 2 runs in the 7th inning have given this 5-run lead. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and Cameron Richmond ends with a strikeout, and the dog piles on. Joe Dean, Cameron Richmond, and the rest of the group pile on. And the mitts are on the ground. The pile-up is there. The coach is hugging on the third base line. The Sales, 18th state championship, 5-0. The dog pile uncovers. The number 1 fingers go up. The Irish fans behind me clapping for their student-athletes. And the guys at the bottom of the dog pile say, whoa, that was tough, but it was worth it. We'll be back with the happy, happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live in trophy presentation time, and the first thing they do is the Sportsmanship Awards. Riley Roach, representative from DeSales, and Marcus Hampton, the representative from ADNA. ADNA huddled up with their coach. I've got his name wrong all game long, seems like, without looking. Brian Zerflu is talking to his players in front of the first place dugout. Irish head coach Tim Cox with a big smile on his face. It never gets old. His 18th state championship team. And Riley Roach will break the huddle and go get his sportsmanship award. The WIAA and Dairy Farmers of Washington Trophy Queen Princess will now begin the trophy presentations. The Irish win it 5-0. Look at the line score for ADNA, no runs, two hits. They committed two errors. And they had only four base runners the whole ball game, unofficially. Four DeSales, five runs on eight hits. The Irish committed no errors and left six runners on base during the ball game. Cameron Richmond, the winning pitcher, he was 9-0 in the regular season with a .48 ERA. Amazingly, that's going to be even lower when they do the final stat sheet, as he pitched a 1-0 shutout win over Colfax in the regional championship last week. He was a winning pitcher. Actually, I'm wrong. He's 12-0, right? He's 9-0, beat Colfax, that's 10-0, beat Liberty Bell, that's 11-0, he's 12-0. Yes. So he won both games today. Cameron pitched three innings in the Liberty Bell win, up 8-0 when he left the game. So Cameron finishes his sophomore year at 12-0, does not give up a run in regional or semifinal or championship action. Today, he threw 123 pitches on the day, 85 in this ball game. He struck out seven, I think, and walked a couple, gave up two hits. That's just the start of the happy totals. We'll have more when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There is a lot of confusion and controversy among the public concerning what to feed our pets. But no matter which brand or type of food you choose, there are two things you need to look for on the packaging. First, look for a food that is described with the words complete and balanced. Next, choose a pet food that has been tested in actual feeding trials. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you.
We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Scott Abagin. In business over 28 years, Abagin Toyota still stands as the premier number one new and used car dealership in the Valley. We sell top quality used vehicles, Toyota certified used vehicles, and the full line of Toyota cars and trucks. Our service department features ASC certified and Toyota trained technicians. Plus, we service all makes and models. Check out our prices, comparable or better than auto shops throughout the area. Don't sell yourself short. You deserve the best. See Abagin Toyota for all your automotive needs.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live, and the Irish posing at home plate with that familiar state championship trophy as a photographer standing behind the mound taking the picture. And one of those events or moments you never get tired of doing, and here come the parents parading out for the photo op. Eight seniors ending their high school careers as state baseball champions, the 18th for DeSales. Those seniors, Joe Dean, Travis Hain, Logan Hoff, Tim Cottle, Kyler Pomerang, Riley Roach, Paul Elmenhurst, Cody Josephek. Great careers for those guys. They finish on a team that wins back-to-back state champions. Cameron Richmond, the complete game shutout, seven strikeouts, walked two, gave up just two hits. He is our Dairy Queen player of the game for the second time in the postseason. Honorable mention, possible certificates, if I can round up enough of them, I'm sure I can. Tim Cottle today in the championship game, 2-for-3 with a double and two RBIs. In the semifinal, he was also 2-for-3. So Tim Cottle, on his last day as a DeSales student-athlete, he goes 4-for-6 with a double and three RBIs. So nice job by Tim. And Travis Hain had some excellent defensive plays in the hole to keep ADNA base runners off the base paths and not give them a chance to get anything going. Now the players will jog out to the outfield and get a picture in front of the Welcome to Rotary Field scoreboard that shows the score. DeSales 5, ADNA 0, and the 18th state championship for the Irish. Well, I gave an open invitation to all the seniors to come and visit with me after they're done with all the post-game festivities. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. As willing as they are to goof around in the hallway and in class, you put a microphone in front of them or give them a chance to be in front of the microphone, and not so much. So hopefully some of those kids will come and talk to us after the ball game. If not, we'll wrap things up when we come back. The Irish win it 5-0, 18th state championship. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
At Community Bank, we know that figuring out card rewards programs can be difficult. Your rewards take too long to add up to anything useful, or there are a lot of hoops to jump through to redeem them. That's why we created Community Bank Cashback Rewards exclusively for our green and platinum checking customers with debit cards. It's a simple and automatic program without the hoops. For more information, ask at your local branch. Community Bank, member FDIC.
We're big on you.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at Rotary Field in Ellensburg, and the festivities continue out in right center field as the seniors have gathered up for a picture. Now we've got individual photos going on. So I'm not sure if we're going to get anybody over here to the radio microphone or not. But these are lifetime memories that the parents and players and coaches are sharing out there. And Kim Cox and his assistants, Nick Weiss, Mike Polstowaite, and Clint Hale worked very hard all season to help the Irish achieve these moments. And the work will continue. Summer baseball is, I'm sure they've got games scheduled right away next week. And so the beat goes on for the Irish as they win their 18th state championship. As I've mentioned, Cameron Richmond, the star pitcher, 12-0, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks, gave up just the 2 hits. He was our Dairy Queen player of the game. Tim Cottle and Travis Hain as well. Tim for his offense. Travis for his defense. Congratulations to some tracksters. Allison Wucek finishes fourth in the 100 hurdles, fourth in the high jump up at state track. Bridget Lyons, an Irish senior, finishes fifth in the 300 hurdles. No word yet on the boys 4x400 relay or Andrew Elmaner's in the javelin. Both those competitors, our groups and competitors, are in the finals. The Lady Irish softball team won their first game today over Napavine. They will play tonight against Northwest Christian. That tournament will actually go tomorrow as well. The Lady Irish will play at least once tomorrow and hopefully can match the Irish boys' championship run with one of their own tomorrow at state softball because all their games are rained out yesterday. And then, of course, the start of the week, state golf. Ryan Bumgart defends his individual title, senior, headed off to St. Martin's now, and his teammates win the team title. Jared Conan finished third. Jared will be back. He's a junior. Bryce Scott finished in the top 20, as well as did Scott Kimball. So congratulations to head coach Lon Olson as the boys win the team title. So Spring Fest weekend. Been a very enjoyable one, Spring Fest week, and it continues tomorrow with Lady Irish softball. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to get any post-game interviews. The seniors enjoying the moments with their families out there in the outfield, which, well, they should. That's the most important thing. A lot of hugs, a lot of pictures going on, and it's going to keep going, I think, until the grounds crew says you got to get off. But because Cameron Richmond worked so quickly, that game only took about an hour and a half. The 1B championship game between Lake Quinault and Liberty Christian of Richland doesn't have first pitch scheduled till 4 o'clock. So with that, I'm going to thank Rob Pizzari and his wife Kim, the owners of Two Arts Communications, who very graciously give up airtime to bring these state championship broadcasts to us. Great job back at the studio by Dan, as always. And please patronize all of our great sponsors. Without their support of the program, we wouldn't be able to bring these broadcasts to you. And with that, this is Mike Spee saying I hope you enjoyed this broadcast, enjoyed this season on the radio. The Irish boys finish it in grand style with their 18th state championship overall, a 5-0 win over ADNA. With that, we'll say God bless, and we'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.